What is your explanation for the difference between Tim early in the game and Tim in the fourth quarter?
Obviously, the whole team's doing a great job. They've played good complementary football, good on offense, good on defense, good on special teams, and they've made some big key plays when they had to at the end of games, whether it be defensive stops or offensive scores or 59-yard field goals, whatever it is. So, I mean, it's good team play, and Tim's done a great job for them in a running game, handling the offense, throwing the ball, getting the ball down the field, but also taking the shorter throws that the defense gives them, like he did last week against the Bears, and make good decisions to turn the ball over, and it makes a lot of positive plays. So they're a tough team to defend, tough team to get ready for.
From what you see on film,
done a great job with him. He's done a real good job of playing a lot of error-free football, playing really sound, and making the plays they need to make when they need. The critical plays in the game. So, John and his staff have done an excellent job.
Bill, what's your just thoughts on how some of these defenses appear to be changing their approach or coming at Tim differently in the quote-unquote Tebow time or in the crunch time? Because they seem to have one philosophy, and then it might change. They might go on prevent, or sometimes there's miscommunication, as there was with the Demaryius Thomas score like last week, and guys thinking they're in cover one or cover two, and they don't seem to be having that disjointedness in the previous quarters.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask those teams what happened or what they felt the breakdowns were. I mean, I don't really know.
Okay.
Have you seen a difference in what you've watched from what teams are doing early in games to late?
Well, I think the big thing is just watching Denver's offense, that they've done a good job of whatever it is that they're getting, whether it's an all-out blitz from the Jets or zone coverage from Chicago or somewhere in between, of whatever it is, being able to defeat it. And I think that's the key to it is they've done it a lot of different ways, but whatever they have to do to get it done, they've been getting it done. That's the mark of a good football team.
Bill, I read that you took Tim Tebow out for dinner before he was drafted, similar to how John Fox did. First of all, what were your impressions of him then, and did he offer to pick up the check?
Nope, we covered that one. But no, I mean, I've known Tim for a while. Some of my treks down to the University of Florida, and when he was an underclassman, but we did bring him up and visited with him before the draft. He's, as we all know, a very impressive young man, had a tremendous college career, has a lot of skill, and had a great visit with him. But I think he's been productive at every level that he's played at, and continues to do so. Good football player.
Is this what you expected, what you're seeing out of him, or is this even surprising you?
Well, again, we've seen Tim do this perform well many, many, many times. So I don't think it's a surprise. He's a good football player. He knows how to win. He takes care of the ball, makes good decisions. Get the ball to the playmakers, and he's got a lot of playmakers on his offense. Good running backs, tight ends, receivers, does a good job of getting the ball to the guys that can be productive for them.
Bill, 2010 draft, I remember being surprised that you took not one, but two tight ends. Because until then, your tight end wasn't much in the receiving game. It was a lot of Randy Moss and Welker. What was it about... can you talk a little bit about your shift in philosophy, maybe a little bit, to get the tight end as a prominent part of your offense like it's been the last 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really follow you on that. We drafted Dan Graham in the first round, and then we drafted Ben Watson in the first round 3 years later. So not really sure what you're talking about there.
But they didn't get a whole lot of receptions. Now it seems like your offense, your tight ends are getting a ton of receptions.
Well, I mean, that's a function of of the plays that are called and the defenses that are run and how they match up and what happens after the ball snap. And we don't call a play and throw it to one particular player. I mean, unless it's a screen pass or something like that, it depends on what the play is, what the defense does, who Tom throws the ball to.
What has made Gronkowski such a tough matchup?
Well, you know, Rob does a lot of things well. He's got the versatility to get down the field, can take short passes and break tackles and turn them into long runs. So, you know, he's got a good skill set. He runs well. He's big. Catches the ball well. He's smart. You know, he can do different things with him. Put him in different spots, run different routes with him. So, he's got a good set of skills.
Were you considering drafting Tim in 2010?
We evaluate all the players who are draft eligible every year. And based on the way the draft unfolds, and we make the decisions in each of our picks that we feel is best for our football team. And we do it that way with every pick every year.
Did you have a first-round grade on him, Bill?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into what our grades or what we, you know, on in the individual players. But we scout everybody. You know, I have a lot of respect for Tim and a real high opinion of him. I think everybody knows that.
Were you nervous at all about Gronkowski's medical situation when he came out?
Well, the fact that he missed his junior year, that was something that we had to check into. But, you know, our medical evaluations are made by our medical staff. And based on what their recommendations are, any player, then that's what we that's really, you know, how we base a medical decision. Football decisions, but medical decisions are made by our medical department relative to the player's physical condition. So we take that information and put it in with the rest of the information we have on the player. But we don't, as football people, coaches, scouts, we don't really have much input in medical evaluations.
You, Bill, your own defense, are you frustrated by what's happened this season, and do you think Tom Brady is feeling any additional pressure because of the struggles?
In terms of?
Feeling the need to score as many times as possible.
Well, first of all, when the offense goes down on the field, we're always trying to score. We never go out there and not try to score. If we didn't, that's what the offense's job is. But, you know, scoring wise, we'd like to give up a few less points, but, you know, we're in the middle of the pack on that. Hopefully we can give up a few less and be better on that, but, you know, it is what it is. Been good enough to win 10 games.
Do you think Tom is feeling any extra pressure? That's been sort of a theory given the sideline argument last week.
Extra pressure to do what?
That you got to get 30 or more points every game you play to get a win.
I think our offense goes out on the field to try to score every time we take possession of the ball. Doesn't matter what the score is or what point in the game it is. Like, unless it's the last possession, we're trying to run out the clock. They go out there and try to score. And defensively, we go out there and try to not let the other team score. So that's what their job is. I mean, that's our attitude every time we go out on the field. I mean, I don't know when it would be any different.
What were your thoughts on the screaming match we saw between your coach and Tom Brady?
I think Tom talked about that after the game. I don't think they had to it.
Coach, what's been the most frustrating trend for you in struggling in Denver and struggling against the Broncos over the years?
Well, you know, we've come out there and won, and we've gone out there and lost. So it depends on how well we play relative to how well we're played. They've all been, you know, close, hard-fought games. Teams that make the critical plays, that play well at critical times in the game, have won, and teams that haven't won.
So there's nothing special about
that way this week too.
There's nothing special about Denver itself, or what they do against you, or the altitude, or anything else.
Well, I don't think those other games will have much bearing in this one. Most of the players didn't play in those games, new coaching staff, so I mean, I don't see a whole lot of carryover. I mean, there's some, obviously, Champ Bailey, and there's some players that are familiar to us out there, but there are a lot of players that are new to this game on our team and on their team. And the new coaching staff from when we were out there in 09, so I don't see a tremendous amount of carryover schematically from what John and Josh did. So I think this game is its own game.
Take a final question, please.
Bill, what do you think of Von Miller?
I think he's had a tremendous year. He's really an impressive player. Haven't seen anybody any better than him on film. He does everything well, plays the run well, he's strong, he's very explosive, plays fast, makes a lot of plays from behind, you know, like chasing down screen passes or crossing routes or things like that after the ball is thrown. He's an excellent pass rusher, he's a good defender, he's a strong tackler, good in pursuit, made a lot of big plays, strip sacks, caused fumbles, things like that. He's very disruptive around the ball. So tough, real tough guy to handle. Excellent football player. As good as anybody we've faced all year.